Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Great to have you here in person right at KRWG.
Yes, sir.
It's good to have you here. And boy, a story that you and I have been talking about for several years, finally, it is a reality that the building is really, really getting close there. Lots of work has been going on over the last 6 months. And that third Walmart in the Las Cruces area will be opening before you know it. Your cover story this week is the Walmart. And while we don't have an opening date, folks may be able to go and apply for a job here pretty soon.
Yeah, exactly. That building, like you said, it's starting to look like a Walmart out there when you drive past it. It really is on Rinconada out on the East Mesa. And, you know, Walmart's had that land for a number of years and then finally has started building, broke ground last summer. When they broke ground last summer, they said probably a 9 to 12 month build is how long it would take. And I just contacted them this week, or last week actually, was talking to them. And they said still summer. They wouldn't give me a more exact timeline than that. So summer of 2013. But they are saying that within several weeks they might start hiring. And when they have more information about how that will take place, they'll let me know. You know, we could get that in the paper and everything. And they do have a website. It's careers.walmart.com, and I have that in print, where if you're interested in working for the Walmart there, you can get some information about what it takes and that sort of stuff. So
yeah, and you and I have talked about this before. I mean, yes, this is news simply because it is another Walmart supercenter, but it's news for another reason, and that is, of course, the East Mesa has been a real driver of population growth in the Las Cruces area. Lots of new homes were built there in the last 10 years, and they continue to be built there. So there's a need for not only a place like a Walmart, but restaurants and other retail establishments. And it's really quite interesting that, you know, Walmart isn't even open yet, and we have other things that are under construction. And in the case of Jack in the Box, one restaurant that's already opened.
Exactly. And there's, you know, there's supposed to be a Walgreens, a Murphy's Oil gas station, and those are some of the things confirmed. And then a whole bunch more stuff is, I guess, of interest out there. So we'll see what happens. Okay. But yeah, they're saying they're going to hire about 350 people. You know, obviously a lot of part-time jobs, some full-time jobs, and there'll be some management, and then a lot of, you know, the regular folks working. And so it's 350 more jobs. I know some people criticize and say, well, they're not great jobs, but they're jobs, you know. And I guess it's your definition of what's great. You know, they really fit some people's life. So we'll take anything that gives them more jobs.
We need jobs, like most places in the country. All right. Well, a job that my wife wants me to do, and I haven't done it in a long time. I'm like a lot of people, I'm sure, out there listening right now. It's a very big job, cleaning all of the windows in the house. And I haven't done it in a while and really need to do it, but maybe your profile will help this week.
Yeah, Peter Cruz. He owns Clearview, which is a window washing business here in town. He started it in 2006. He's a Mayfield grad and an NMSU grad. He was born in Brooklyn, but moved here when he was two. So he's basically a native. And he got a degree in business from NMSU and just used to work in accounting, I guess. And he worked in sales some, too. And he said he really got tired of wearing a tie to work every day. One of those kind of situations. And a friend suggested, why don't you start a window washing business? And his response was, a window washing business. You know, it's not something even on my radar. But I guess he checked into it and thought it might end up being a good business. And he, you know, trained himself and went through all the process it takes. And started out as just a one-man show, washing windows for businesses and residentials, and now he's got eight people and trucks. And
okay, so it's a going concern,
yeah,
for sure.
And they just washed the windows of the new Performing Arts Center, and they're going to wash the windows of the Las Cruces Tire, Wells Fargo Tire, how everybody knows.
But they do homes as well as businesses.
They do homes.
Okay.
It's about 60-40, he said, about 60% residential, 40% commercial.
Very interesting. I'm going to have to read that in today's Las Cruces Sun News, along with all of your other great coverage in the business
section. Maybe there's an answer
section
for you.
Yeah, maybe so. We'll have to see. But I got to get that done or I'm going to be in big trouble. In the What's New section this week, kind of light, but got a couple of things in here.
Yeah, Cisparo here in town, the car dealership, is going to get a new showroom. They're going to build, it's going to be an 8-month project, so a pretty big deal for them. They're going to build a new Buick GMC showroom, and they're going to convert their current administrative building into a new car showroom. And they're going to move their used car operation to Bouts Road and Valley Drive, that corner right there. So this is kind of a big deal for them. It'll be a nice big job.
And so a whole new building.
Nice new showroom. Yeah, but yeah, they're converting that area into a new showroom.
Wow. Interesting. And did you get any backstory on why they're doing that?
Well, they said part of the reason is I guess there's like a corporate mandate too, yeah, to do some more.
I was wondering. I figured that was the case, you know, that there just seems like that's a real driver. A lot of car companies are really pushing their dealers to build new facilities.
Yeah. And, you know, that's going on. And you see that in a lot of business too, restaurants and everything and chains and everything. And so that's exciting news for them. TCBY Coffee House, as it's called, it's here on campus at Frenger Hall, at the food court there. And they're going to be open Saturdays now.
Ah.
So, which is interesting because people can come on campus and park on Saturdays and get there. So if they're a little turned off by the parking situation Monday to Friday, here's a chance for them to show up. And I actually do have one more quick thing. Ashley Furniture, over off of North Main, off of Baton East, I guess it would be, or West.
And Delray, yeah.
Yes, they're having they're going through a remodel.
Oh.
Some new flooring, some new paint, that sort of stuff. So
okay,
you might see that happening.
All right, very good. And finally, in the Babbling Brook, this is something that you and I have covered quite a bit, again, over the past couple of years. One of the economic drivers for the state of New Mexico is our location on the border and our trade with Mexico. And there's been some news about this recently that the trade with Mexico increases, and so does the traffic at our ports of entry.
Yeah, exactly. I guess from 2011 to 2012, trade between New Mexico and Mexico increased by 50%.
Wow.
So a lot of stuff going back and forth across the border there. And, you know, the governor's office, not the governor's office, but the economic development office, they go down there and meet with Chihuahuan counterparts and everything quite often and try to set up deals and stuff.
Yeah. And, of course, former Las Cruces Mayor Bill Matisse is the head of the, what they call it, the Border Authority, right?
Right.
That's right down there.
Right on the border.
Right
their
border.
Office is within a stone's throw. And, the ports down at San Teresa and over at Columbus and that sort of stuff are seeing a whole lot more traffic. Mm. And one of the big reasons is they've instituted that overweight zone. I guess 6 miles after the border, you can bring trucks across that are overweight. But that it allows you to bring more stuff across the border, and then you can just unload it on this side. And that's really been appealing to a lot of companies.
Okay. Interesting stuff. Usually Babbling Brook has got humor involved. This time it's all business, man. It's serious. But it's good news.
Yeah, it's good news.
At least
positive
it's not
news.
You're not babbling about sad news.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. The Babbling Brook and all of those stories are in today's Las Cruces Sun News, and Brooke Stockburger is the business editor. He's with us every Monday on Morning Edition. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.